Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for April 15th. In the year of our Lord, 2015, it's a dreaded day by many. Our goal to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country in the traditions of our founders. It's incredibly simple. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America. We believe the inspired checks and balances put in place by the founders are brilliant, and the solution to the problems we face, ladies and gentlemen. We don't need a revolution, but we do need a restoration. Pure application of the principles that made America great can absolutely, I'm going to say it again, absolutely do it again. The only question left is, you going to help? Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. This half hour is brought to you in part by Raw Honey. How would you like raw honey? It's your home. Tastes fantastic. Many different flavors to choose from. Ask Kurt Crosby about the Orem Blossom Honey, would you please? Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. All right, ladies and gentlemen, a quick recap of yesterday's hard-hitting broadcast is available now. We talked about great news, Oklahoma, the second state. I guess they signed a curb on an abortion procedure in the second trimester of pregnancy, making Oklahoma the second state to get rid of this procedure. Thank heavens for folks standing up for pro-life. I announced in Miami that I'm running for president. Who am I talking about? Marco Rubio. He said, I made this decision because I believe it's the best way that I can serve my country. Well, I think the best way you can serve your country, sir, is to go read that supreme law of the land where it says your parents, with an S, need to be American citizens. Okay? You got to go read that. Check it out, Marco, bro. And realize that you're simply not constitutionally qualified, so you're not doing your country a favor by muddying the water there. Now, you know, we could put you in charge of something, Marco. Why don't we talk about what you're good at? We'll find a place for you in the cabinet of maybe a Rand Paul or somebody like that. Ted Cruz in the same similar situation. Tragic but true. Maybe nice guys, but that isn't the point. Loretta Lynch's nomination was set up on the Senate schedule for this week. Will they let Loretta Lynch pass? I think the answer is they just did. We'll talk about that, but yesterday we asked that question. Mr. Cruz, Mr. Paul, Mr. Rubio, those are the three on the docket to run for president on the Republican ticket. Do they really have the wherewithal to win? We talked about that yesterday in detail. Yeah. Do business with the good guys. Joyce Riley coined the phrase. Go to thepowermall.com, thepowermall.com. Check out all the wonderful products there and then, well, put your money where your mouth is. Get some wonderful products in your household. Do business with the good guys, the Patriots, and support live radio at its best, would you please? Net neutrality rules get published. And now the CNET News people say, let the lawsuits begin. Yeah, the net neutrality rules are a disaster, folks. They'll eventually probably put the squeeze on talk radio. Beware. Write it down. Remember who told you first. Students got suspended, I guess, after charges were filed in Panama City. I guess there was a sex assault that took place there. It was on the beach. Folks, look out when there's alcohol and students and beaches and alone and darkness and whatever. It's trouble. I tell you, it's trouble. Wayne Community College in North Carolina. They were on lockdown after the deadly shooting there several days ago. Again, deadly shootings, sex assaults. The sad part about this is these things used to happen in America, but it wasn't mainstream news everywhere. If it bleeds, it leads, I guess, is the only point to make. That was 1 hour of Liberty Roundtable Live. The second hour yesterday, our guest was Alan Phillips. He's an attorney at law. He runs two websites, vaccinesrights.com and pandemicresponseproject.com. We talked about the redistribution racket. Folks involved in high-tax states are voting with their feet and moving to lower-tax states. Glenn Beck, Rush Limbaugh, two of the most well-known of them. Scott Walker says that Clinton and Obama have backed laws similar to Indiana's Religious Freedom Restoration Act. So it's kind of strange how that works, huh? Rand Paul, they're mocking him already. Class clown is now selling novelty Hillary Clinton hard drives. Well, when you say class clown, it's not funny when someone creates an email server that is designed to make sure you don't know what they're doing with the authority you gave them. It's criminal. And now they're talking about Rand Paul being the class clown. What about Hillary Clinton being the criminal clown? Just saying. Rand Paul's favorite philosophers, they now mock also. Think poor people are parasites. Okay, well, what about Hillary Clinton's philosophers? Huh? What about Jeb Bush's philosophers, huh? I've never yelled or screamed at all, says Rand Paul. He's explaining why it's no big deal for him to be a jerk to female interviewers. That's what the mainstream press is talking about. What about the female interviewers that are jerks to Rand Paul? And how many female interviewers were jerks to Ron Paul back in the day, huh? Or how about any female interviewers that are jerks to me or you for our beliefs? Okay, they mock us, they ridicule us, they launch into commentary, put you into a corner, and then welcome you to their program. All right, just because she's a female, do you treat her with kid gloves, or do you take off the gloves when she takes off the gloves, huh? Do you believe men and women are equal, or what, people? All right, the bottom line is, what Rand really is doing is saying, look, you're not going to box me into a corner and welcome me to your program. You're not doing that. You ask me a question, and I'll tell you what I think and what I believe. Now, if you want a follow-up question to clarify something, by all means. But this is a give-and-take dialogue. It's not a you abuse me and then welcome me on for the last 30 seconds so I can look like an idiot. That isn't happening. You got that? Now, is that Rand Paul being a jerk? Or is the fact that they've tried to do that to him and Rand Paul's caught him at it and exposed them at it, showing them to be the jerks? He says, I've never yelled or screamed. I've just simply said, wait, hey, hold, stop. Let me answer your question. Is that a fair thing to do? RFK Jr., we're talking about Robert F. Kennedy Jr. He apologizes after calling children hurt by vaccines a Holocaust. Well, I'm not going to apologize. It is a Holocaust because they know full well there's death and injury done by vaccine, but they run around and lie about it all day in the mainstream press. Robert, you're right. RFK Jr., Robert F. Kennedy Jr., you're absolutely right, and I commend you for standing up, but you shouldn't have caved on your apology, my friend. You should have said, you guys are crazy. Let me prove to you what kind of a Holocaust it is. Let's start talking about the statistics, shall we? How much money has been spent on the National Vaccine Compensation Fund for injury and death by the taxpayers every year, huh? Let's talk about that, people. Okay, he should have taken off the gloves, but he was too nice to the interviewers, huh? We believe in transparency and choice, ladies and gentlemen, when it comes to vaccinations. Transparency of information and choice to choose whether you want to take the jab or not. What's happening across the country legislatively regarding vaccines? We talked about that with our guest, Alan Phillips, as well. Keep your eye on California, Alan warns. They're pushing to make sure you don't have any exemptions to vaccinations in California. And he says it's so bad, so abusive, so hostile, that if you're a homeschooler or private school folks, you might end up leaving the state over this if it passes. Look out, folks. More people, believe it or not, die from the vaccines than they do from the diseases, folks. That's the facts. More people die from the vaccines than they do the diseases. We also talked about NVICAdvocacy.org as a way to gain information and think, study, and decide for yourself. That was a recap of the broadcast that took place yesterday. It's available on your Roku player. Look at the special interest section for the Liberty News Radio channel. And then also, it's available on your Roku player. Look at the special interest section for the Liberty News Radio channel. Or live online, on demand online, all free as well at libertyroundtable.com. Without further ado, Kirk Crosby's with us. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're very welcome, my friend. Man, there's lots of news. I guess Kurt had a headline. We didn't get to it yesterday, but it does relate to our guest, Alan Phillips. 10 anti-vaccine celebs, Kurt?
Well, yeah, and Sam, you'll be, if we have time to go into these, it'll interest you. It's one of the old stories about he who owns the media, makes the rules here and how they portray it. But you've got these, they call them, see how, when you read the headline, you can already tell, at least in my opinion, how the people are looking at this. Because they say basically anti-vaccine celebs that should come with a Surgeon General's warning. So in other words, they're just telling you these are, you know, crazy people.
But we'll talk about
you'll
it.
You'll be surprised what they are, who they are.
Who they are. Huh? All right, Liberty Roundtable Live. Details in seconds. You are listening to your favorite talk station. What is this, tax day? Abuse day? Anti-American day?
A backpack is more than just a bag, it's a statement. Whether you're a student or a professional, are traveling the world or commuting to work, Teton Sports offers a wide variety of backpacks, each of which is lightweight and durable. The book bag backpacks weigh only 1.5 pounds and come in solid pink, blue, red, or black. The session bags have eye-catching designs, adding a touch of style in pink and white or in black. Each is great for kids or adults who need a versatile, resilient, and eye-catching bag. The professional and the executive are sleek, sturdy backpacks with numerous uses. Whether you're hiking in the mountains or packing for an important business trip, these bags have plenty of room. Not only are the backpacks comfortable and lightweight, but they're large enough to fill all your needs. Teton Sports also offers sleeping bags, duffels, tents, cots, camp pads, and more to ensure a quality outdoor experience. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman's Warehouse, Dick's Sporting Goods, Wholesale Sports, or visit TetonSports.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here is what people are saying.
A year ago, I was realizing that I was in serious problems with my heart. You know, I had these chest pains and so on. I realized that I had to do something and quick. I didn't want to go the medical route. So I started in doing some investigating, and somebody told me about these heart drops. I got on the heart drops prescribed dosage. Within 2 weeks, I immediately started seeing the results. This is working. I'm going to stick with it. I can't deny the fact that when I got on the heart drops initially, there was immediate help, an immediate turnaround.
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you familiar with the term vigor? Strength in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example? Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kurt Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test, available now. Get a hold of Kurt Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby on your radio. So what we're talking about, 10 anti-vaccine celebs that should come with a Surgeon General's warning. Now, Kurt, I kind of think that the folks that want pro-choice on vaccinations and transparency and information, they don't need a Surgeon General's warning. I got a question. Is the Surgeon General, is that like a constitutional governmental position? Maybe that sucker ought to be flat out abolished and sent home packing, Kurt.
Well, that's a great point, Sam. And you even mentioned the story where the AP, accompanied by all the big boys like CBS and everybody else, gave this story about RFK apologizing you know, about his comment about vaccines being a Holocaust. You know, that's what they put in the headline. But if you read down in the story and find his real words of it, you know, in my opinion, you know, it's not really that much of a, you know, big apology. He just, you know, they just said, hey, maybe the word Holocaust is, you know, kind of takes away or does something like that. But, you know, he was still pretty straight out about his feelings about the whole autism.
Did he use the word Holocaust, Kurt?
Well, here's what he said. He said, I want to apologize to all whom I offended by my use of the word Holocaust to describe the autism epidemic. You know, so he's saying epidemic about it. Then he said, I employed the term during an impromptu speech as I struggled to find an expression to convey the catastrophic tragedy of autism, which has now destroyed the lives of over 20 million children and shattered their families. So, you know, you might have said in the headline, he chooses to change Holocaust to catastrophic tragedy, you know, at least in my opinion, that would be a lot better. Instead, they make it seem like, oh, you know, I was just crazy when I said Holocaust.
Well,
you
and instead I mean? Of really talking about the issue at hand, again, this is always attack the messenger. Okay, so mock him for the Holocaust and just totally derail the issue, then dismiss the real discussion. The real discussion is, hey, there's evidence that vaccines cause autism. There's evidence that there's a serious, unsafe reality about vaccines. There's plenty of evidence about the death and injury that are caused by vaccines. And this epidemic is what he's talking about. This abuse, this disingenuous idea that vaccines are always safe and effective. And if you bring up anything to the contrary, you're an absolute whacked out nut. Okay, this is why he should not have apologized. He should have said, you know what? You guys can play games with the word Holocaust if you want to. And then he should have made them look up Holocaust in the dictionary. Because, Kurt, what happens if you look up Holocaust in the dictionary? The answer is it'll come back and talk about World War II and the Jews that were murdered. And that's wrong and wicked. But that's a whole other topic. We're not talking about that. We're talking about vaccinations. And we're talking about the abuse heaped on the American people because they're not safe and effective. And if you don't believe me, just study the compensation fund that taxpayers are forced to pay. But Holocaust has a meaning. That word existed before the World War II Jewish scenario, didn't it, Kurt? Is that a brand new word that got created then?
You know, I don't know, but I do know this in that story. You know, what they're talking about is the, you know, they're working to force people in California, and you know, in this case, to have to vaccinate. And they say in the story, if the bill passes and is signed by the governor, California would join Mississippi and West Virginia with the strictest vaccine rules in the country, barring parents from opting out for philosophical or personal reasons.
There you have it. All right, who are the other 10 celebs?
Good point. Now, he is one of the 10, and so we probably won't cover him in this story, but, you know, or at least anymore.
Well, we just did.
Now, yeah, that's right. They say, this is a NewYorkPost.com piece, so they say, you can always rely on clueless celebrities to come out of the woodwork and senselessly bang on about things they know nothing about. So that's how they start the story.
Yeah, because you don't have a degree in that, do you, Kurt? You don't, and so they instead, again, attacking the messenger is their only game in town, and you can see it.
Well, and you can certainly see their bias. I mean, when they first sentences like that, then they say.
By the way, let me just tell you what Holocaust means.
Okay.
An act of mass destruction and loss of life, especially in war or by fire. A nuclear holocaust is an example given. Okay. And then they talk about a religious animal sacrifice as another definition. The mass murder of Jews under the Nazi regime from 1941 to 1945 is another one. Okay, but the fact is the original meaning of the word Holocaust is an act of mass destruction and loss of life. Now, there's a war on for your mind, as Alex Jones puts it. Okay, there's a war going on about the information war. The fact is, vaccines are not safe and effective, and they want you to believe they are. And so when he refers to a Holocaust, I submit to you that he's kind of beating himself up for searching for a word, and, well, he found the right word, is the truth. Because when you spend literally billions of dollars on vaccines that didn't come across very safe or very effective, and you got injury and death as a result, Kurt, would that be considered a Holocaust? The answer is clearly yes, and he should not have apologized. He should have had the guts to take those people on. All right, let's talk about the statistics of injury and death that occur. And let's start out by looking up the definition of what a Holocaust really is, folks. And he should have taken off the gloves is what he should have done, Kurt.
Yep, that's a great point, Sam. And then this New York Post kind of follow-up piece to it goes like this. They're talking about this latest measles outbreak where they had about 100 cases linked to people who visited Disneyland and five babies that recently were infected at a Chicago daycare. Anyway, then they say, while there is zero medical proof that brain disorders such as autism are caused by immunizations, a number of self-appointed scaremongering experts remain blind to the science. That's what this article says.
See, but I don't believe that. I don't think they remain blind to science. I think they have an absolute perverted agenda at stake, and they know full well what the problems are. That's why they attack the messenger, because they don't want to discuss the real details, Kurt.
I agree, Sam. And now they say, here's a rogue's gallery of 10 stars whose muddled beliefs on vaccines and preventive medicine are putting lives at risk. You know, so you'd almost think they're ready to put these guys in jail. First one they say is Jenny McCarthy. And they show her with her picture of her son, Evan Joseph Asher. Then they say this about her, a little paragraph. They say the ex-Playboy pinup girl has made it her mission to connect autism with childhood vaccinations. The ditzy former co-host of The View has constantly argued that her 12-year-old
son... So she's ignorant on vaccines, she's ditzy, she's stupid, she's nothing but a whore, and that's their slander, right?
Well, that's the way I see it. Then they say say she's constantly argued that her 12-year-old son's Evan's autism was the result of toxins contained in shots.
You mean she had a child that got vaccines and her child's injured and now she doesn't believe? Is that what you're talking about?
That's exactly right.
Then she's made it her mission. Maybe she's made it her mission to defend her child like a mother should do, Kurt.
Yep. Then she said, or they say in the last sentence about her, meanwhile, the money-hungry model, now, of course, the New York Post isn't money-hungry, continues to promote oh-so-natural blue e-cigarettes as part of a lucrative advertising deal. He who owns the media makes the rules.
Heard that. All right, ladies and gentlemen, quick pause. Sam and Kurt, News the Networks Refuse to Use continues on your favorite talk station.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, if you or I are against vaccines, they ignore us because they don't want us to get a bigger profile. If somebody has celebrity status profile, then they want you to believe that there's 10 anti-vaccine celebs that should come with a Surgeon General's warning. The first one's this whore. Now, there's nothing but a pin-up playgirl that's stupid. She's ditzy. She's dumb. And she's made it her mission to tie autism to vaccines, never mind that she had a baby. And that as a concerned mother, when her baby got autism, she kind of felt like there was a link, and she's been trying to study and research and figure it out ever since then. You know what? I'm not going to get into her personal life or her decisions. It's sad that she's decided to be a pinup girl. And our prayers are with her that she'll have a Christian heart and change. There's a lady named Kylie Bassetti that actually did that very thing, and we hope that Jenny can follow in those footsteps. So we pray for her on a personal level, on a values level, that she'll have the guts to not let those thugs exploit her any further. Nevertheless, I commend her for her mother's instinct, Kurt, and her desire to protect her son. You got to give her credit for that, in my opinion.
I agree. And yet you can see how the media takes her down in the story. The next one, they call her name is Alicia Silverstone. Now, I've never heard of her, but you know, I guess they say she's, here's what they say about her, one little paragraph. Not only did the Clueless star, I guess there's a show called Clueless, make us question
her sanity. Hold on, but
let me just
point this out, though. How convenient that when they're talking about her stand on vaccines, the Clueless star. So, yeah, she might have been in that,
right.
Whatever, but I'm just saying it's conveniently used to try to defame her character, who she is, her intelligence, right off the cuff, Kurt.
That's a great point, Sam. Make us question her sanity by naming her son Bear. She brought out a crunchy granola-style book in 2014, The Kind Mama. That includes a rant about the safety of vaccines. At least the misguided Earth mother admitted she was basing her conspiracy theories on anecdotal evidence, they say. The next one.
All right, you smart folks. If you want to debate anecdotal evidence, I'm going to get Sam Bushman, Barbara Lowe Fisher, and
the guy we had on yesterday.
Hold on. What's his name? Alan Phillips. I'm sorry. Alan Phillips on will be the, pro-choice side. And you anti-choice side folks can be on the other side. And let's just have a knockdown, drag out, take it on one step at a time argument about this, okay? And we'll do it on national TV. Maybe we can be on, who would we go on, Kurt?
Well, I don't know. C-SPAN, I'm not sure. You know,
yeah, we could put Fox and CNN together. It could be a blockbuster show. And let the American people decide for themselves, folks. Come on.
Yeah, they wouldn't cover it. You know, but anyway, the next one they say is Bill Maher, Maher, I guess this is how they say his name, M-A-H-E-R. Here's what they show. They show kind of a weird picture of him, and then they say, the wacky political commentator railed against the medical establishment in 2009, succinctly tweeting, if you get a swine flu shot, you're an idiot. Then they say this about him.
Well, let me just stop you there, though. When even the mainstream press admits the flu shots are only 50% at best effective, then you know that Bill's not very far off. I don't agree with Bill on many things, but on this, he's dead on. And I'm ready to take you people on the statistics. I can flip a coin and get 50%, ladies and gentlemen.
Then they say, why would you let them be... This is what Bill Maher said. He says, why would you let them be the ones to stick a disease into your arm? He asked his Real Time with Bill Maher audience. I would never get a swine flu vaccine or any vaccine. I don't trust the government, especially with my health. Yeah, Bill, keep drinking the Kool-Aid, the NewYorkPost.com author says.
And I would ask the New York Post author, who's drinking Kool-Aid, ladies and gentlemen? Bill might be thinking for himself and studying alternative information and coming to his own conclusion. Now, I invite this author to come on the radio and debate this with me. Let's see how educated about vaccines the author really is. Because what I find out is half of these hatchet job artists, Kurt, don't have a clue what they're talking about. And I'll prove it. I went to the Nevada to debate land issues and to discuss them. We had a rally. I spoke at the rally, and there was a news babe there. And I drilled her down, and I said, how much do you even know about land rights? And she basically said she didn't know anything, Kurt, right? She flat out admitted it.
That's correct.
So, man, why don't you go home and bring somebody in that does know a little bit about land issues, okay? But these people don't have a clue what they're talking about. They're drinking the Kool-Aid, Kurt, and I can prove it with hardcore questions about vaccines, about what they're made of. What are vaccines made of, Mr. What is it, Washington Post? Who is it, Kurt? Author?
New York Post.
All right, New York Post. What are vaccines made of? Do you even know? See, we'll just drill into this.
Great point.
Mm-hmm. And you know what?
Anyway, the next
you know, some of these toxins do to the body. It gets very, very sick quick when you study vaccines, Kurt.
The next one they say is a lady named Mayim Bialik. I just, you know, I'm not up on all the actresses, etc. But anyway, they say the Blossom and Big Bang Theory actress brazenly announced.
Okay, so let me stop you there now. She's a whacked out evolutionist, Big Bang Theory activist. Okay, she's into evolution. Now, they all double down and tell you how awesome evolution is until they want to barbecue her, Kurt. Then they act like they're for, like, creation as opposed to evolution. Is that the deal? Are these guys creationists, Kurt?
I guess those are shows, I suppose.
They're shows, but they're using it to tie them to this agenda as a way to take them down.
I agree.
Okay, if they said, you know, well-known, top-notch actress from this, then I would agree with you. But they're using the show names as if that's who they are as a person, though. And they're not saying this lady who plays such and such in this show. That's not how they're wording it, Kurt. So I know what you're saying, but I'm saying they're manipulating that intentionally. That's how they wordsmith it. They're tying her directly to, so she's basically a whacked out Big Bang Theory goofball lady. Never mind the fact that unless you, all I'm telling you is it's what's in your mind when you get done reading it is the point, Kurt.
That's right. And it is quite interesting, though, this one here, she says, or they say, she brazenly announced she was a member of a non-vaccinating family in 2009. Amazingly, the New York Post writes, she has a real-life PhD in neuroscience, so we're not quite sure where it all went wrong.
So if she used her scientific degree, Kurt, to advocate for their position, she'd be a rock star, fully tapped into knowledge and reality. Now, though, I don't know what happened to her, man. She must have been abused as a kid or something, Kurt. See, that's the inference they're trying to allege here. It's bogus.
That's right, and that's one of the reasons I wanted to go over this article. I mean, I've never really seen one that's probably more twisted, in my opinion. Then they say Jim Carrey. They say the Dumb and Dumber funny man, you know, and of course that's...
See, again, Dumb and Dumber, I get it, but I'm just telling you, the Dumb and Dumber funny man...
He's done plenty of other movies and other things
right.
besides
that. And that's
that.
The one they tie him to. But instead of saying the actor in the movie Dumb and Dumber, okay, the Dumb
or
and Dumber
any
man.
Of other movies, you know.
Right. Yeah. All I'm telling you is they're using those words to make their points.
Yep.
But I will say that it does assault the character of all these actors and actresses to play in such bogus movies or TV shows or whatever in the first place. And by the way, who comes up with these TV shows that all these actors are involved in? And the answer is the same people that are criticizing these people now, Kurt.
Yeah, good point. That's how they get people to go to him. But anyway, the Dumb and Dumber funny man must have had his brain scrambled when he was living with Jenny McCarthy because he wrote an anti-vaccine screed in 2010, supporting his then-girlfriend's controversial stance. At least he's been relatively quiet on the matter since they split and concentrated on what actors are supposed to do, act. Yeah, so there you go.
See, you're not supposed to think for yourself in the real world as a person. You're supposed to act. And when you act properly, you get nothing but kudos and accolades. When you act wrong, you're dumb and dumber, buddy. Got it? Shut up and sit down. You don't belong here.
Like the New York
you don't have
Post
a degree. And if you do, we don't know where your degree went wrong. Got it?
That's right. And the people like the New York Post, they're supposed to be the ones that tell you how to think. Anyway, then you've got Donald Trump.
Because, by the way, the New York Post author has more of a degree than that lady that has that science PhD. He has more of a degree to say what went wrong with her. See what I mean? What's his degree? The degree in propaganda brainwashing. That's the degree.
Good point. Anyway, so you've got the Donald Trump. And then they say the Don, that great proponent of conspiracy theories, then it says, where's Obama's birth certificate, anyone, said in 2012 that he couldn't care less if physicians disagreed with his assertion that vaccinations and autism were somehow linked. I think that when you add all of these vaccinations together and then 2 months later the baby is so different. I've known cases, he said, like his fellow birthers. However, he can't offer up any proof, they say.
We can talk about proof if you guys want to take off the gloves. Come on. You talk big, but let's come to a debate. Let's come to a discussion on national television before as many Americans as we can get to watch it, shall we? You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
When camping overnight, your tent is one of the most important items you'll have with you. That's why it's vital to have a quality tent that is easy to carry and will withstand the elements. Teton Sports offers top quality tents for any of your camping needs. The Outfitter XXL cot tent weighs only 4 pounds, but provides plenty of space for a comfortable night's sleep. Teton Sports also has a 6-man tent, which weighs only 14 pounds for camping overnight with friends and family. Each tent is easy to assemble and is easily transportable, and each is made with 1200mm coated polyester, providing strong and durable protection from weather and cold. Teton Sports also offers sleeping bags, backpacks, duffels, and more to ensure a quality outdoor experience. Wherever your outdoor adventures take you, you will be safe and comfortable in a quality tent from Teton Sports. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman's Warehouse, Dick's Sporting Goods, Wholesale Sports, or visit TetonSports.com.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
The more we stand for the truth and the more we call a spade, the more evidence we roll forward and the bigger we get in the media, the harder time they have about telling their lies and manipulating the truth, ladies and gentlemen. A lot of money's at stake, so they're holding on to the best of their ability, but they're going to lose because we're taking on the mainstream press like never before. We need your financial support at LibertyRoundtable.com. Donate today. Click on Help Us Grow. Anyway, Kurt, you can see their desperate cling to their lie. And as they get exposed, they don't know what to do except for attack the messenger. And very few takeout pieces are so evident. But this one just reeks of abuse, manipulation, lies, and perversion. And the more we expose them, the more they're going to resort to these kind of tactics because they have no choice. They can't debate it in the arena of public opinion. They can't discuss it out in the open because they'll lose, Kurt. That's why, because they'll flat out lose. I mean, all I got to do is point to the National Vaccine Injury and Death Compensation Fund by your government, by my government, where we literally spend billions of dollars when it all goes wrong, and then point out the CDC statistics about, hey, very limited numbers of these issues even get reported. And then when you find out that about a quarter of them are the ones that get financial compensation at all anyway, and the vaccine companies literally went to the government and said, hey, we're not going to be able to produce these vaccines because the problems are so great when it goes wrong. We need the government to protect us from lawsuits, from accountability. When you start to discuss that, see, their arguments are going to fall apart in about 3 seconds, Kurt. It's too documented. And so they cannot discuss this out in the open. And you can see how they absolutely melt down and attack measures. They attack all 10 of these. And I bet $1,000 if you go dig back in the past when those actors or actresses did things that the New York Post likes, then they were nothing but praise for the actor or actress. Hey, in Dumb and Dumber, he was a stunning success, or in this, she was that. And you dig back in the same rag that's trashing them now, and they were nothing but praise then. We can take those people on so many ways from Sunday, Kurt, they don't know how to handle it. So they have to resort to this abuse. All right, who do
That's
we got
a great
next?
Point, Sam. And then you got this lady named Kristen Cavallari. I don't know who she is, but this is what they say about her in their one or two sentences. In 2014, the then-pregnant Hills reality star announced on Fox Business that she hadn't vaccinated her toddler son, Camden, and would do the same for her new baby. Her reason? She's read too many books about autism. Anyway, the next one they've got
the pregnant
Robert
Hills
F. Kennedy
star.
Yeah, well, that's the name of the show she's on.
The show's called Pregnant Hills.
No, she was pregnant.
I understand.
And then the show's called Hills. But you know, anyway, bottom line is, these are the easier ones on the end. Then you've got RFK Jr. What they say about him is You know, they say, trust one of the entitled Kennedy clan to use their family's fame to promote nonsensical views. In 2014, environmental campaigner and serial womanizer Robert F. Kennedy Jr. published his book, Thimerosal, Let the Science Speak, linking the no longer used ingredient in children's vaccines to autism.
Let me stop you. Stop. Hold on. No longer used, but it used to be used, right? How come it's no longer used?
Apparently,
you people who want to tell you how safe and effective things are. When was it stopped being used, and why was it used in the first place, and how come they stopped? Do you guys know the answer to that?
Great question.
The answer is because it causes all kinds of problems, Kurt. It's not healthy. It's not safe or effective, and they had to remove it. Why did we move from the live polio vaccine, for example, to the not live version, the attenuated version, if you will? Same reasons, Kurt. It was giving people polio. Okay, so you know what? We can argue this till the cows come home. Every point you make, we will slaughter you. All right? So, you know, I haven't researched his book to know how true that is, but I am telling you, there's a reason we took the Marisol out of these vaccines, because it wasn't safe and effective, Kurt. It was causing problems.
And then it says at the end of their little phrase there, they say, while he accused the government of a cover-up, yeah, well, the government would never cover anything up, you know. Then they talk about a lady named Toni Braxton, and they say the singer writes in her 2014 memoir, Unbreak My Heart, that vaccines may have factored into her son Diesel's autism diagnosis. Maybe it's just a coincidence that after her son's first MMR vaccine, I began to notice changes in him, she writes. Then again, she also thinks God gave Diesel the condition as punishment because she once had an abortion. Another shining example of a rational, clear-thinking celebrity, they say. Anyway,
her problem is she's standing against abortion now and realizes that she made a horrible mistake. And so they don't like that either, Kurt.
Good point, Sam. Last one here is Tisha Campbell Martin. They say, nothing will convince the Martin and my wife and kids actress that her now teenage son Zen's autism was not caused by a vaccination soon after birth. Right after Zen got the hepatitis B shot, I noticed a difference the second day of life, she claimed in 2013. Sadly, despite overwhelming evidence, scientific evidence to the contrary, some parents won't give up the vaccine blame game, they say. Anyway, there's the New York Post vaccine.
Yeah, because nobody would be able to tell like a mom of the difference in the child, would they, Kurt?
No.
That's what doctors want to tell you when it's something that they believe in. They want to say, well, mom knows best. Mom knows her child. You know, hey, what's wrong with the child? Well, you know best. What do you think? And the doctors defer to the historical parental reality for knowing their children best until it's that they come up with a conclusion that they don't like, Kurt. Then it's like, oh, you don't have a clue. The clueless actress, the this, the that, and they're just on the attack, Kurt, and it just shows how failed their arguments really are. When they resort to this, Kurt, you know how failed it is. Again, if you go dig in this New York Post rag in past issues, you'll find they were nothing but praise for these actors or actresses with nothing but positive prose on any other topic. But when it comes to this, they just absolutely, I think that all those 10 people ought to get together and sue the socks off the New York Post for slander and libel against who they are and their beliefs and the mockery and abuse and flat-out myth-truths that are being told there, Kurt.
That's a great point, and that was the reason after reading it, I thought, man, we got to talk about this piece. It's
well,
a good one.
Maybe I've got Alzheimer's and I can't even remember it, Kurt.
Yeah. Well, anyway, on the whole Alzheimer's thing, you know, they've got basically you know, more, they're telling you more and more that, you know, Alzheimer's is just fine. They say, you know, I thought it was amazing. This is from the Alzheimer's Association. Okay, these are the guys that they say are going to try to fix it. And yet their slogan is Alzheimer's cannot be prevented, cured, or slowed. So then what in the world are you supporting them at all for, right, Sam?
I can't remember. I just know that I write out the check, Kurt.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
That's all they want. And that's how many these different associations, whether it's diabetes, Alzheimer's, going down the list, have they ever really found a solution, or do they just find a cash cow that they want?
They say that the group milking with the brains that work to save yours, Kurt, and does that have any brains to say, hey, it can't be slowed, can't be prevented, can't be cured? Okay.
I know. That was.
How are they going to save my brain? Like, what are they going to do? Are they going to try to slow it?
No, they just want
to
milk it.
Are they
going
to try to cure it? Are they going to try to prevent it, Kurt? What are they going to try to do?
Get more money out of you.
All right. Well, there you have it, Kurt. Well, don't wear this T-shirt, I'm saying. I like T-shirts, Kurt, but not this one. I'm just kind of off it.
Yeah.
I guess it shows how much I hate women.
Yeah. Anyway, I guess they've got a T-shirt now that... some guy was wearing it, said, eat, sleep, rape, repeat. And they say that sparked a little outrage.
I wonder what for, Kurt.
Yeah. Surprise, huh?
What is it, Coachella? What does that mean?
It was like a music event, kind of like Woodstock or whatever.
But why would you have a T-shirt that says that, Kurt?
Well, just crazy to do, isn't it?
I think so. I would never wear a T-shirt like that. I don't believe in that at all. And by the way, I don't hate women. I'm grateful for them. I think that we ought to treat them as daughters of God, Kurt, with an absolutely godly heritage.
I think there's some song they said that was eat, sleep, rave, repeat. And so this... whoever it was made this T-shirt.
Well, rave just means to party, rave. Kurt. Not that I support the drug parties known as raves in the first place, but I'm saying eat, sleep, and party. I mean, okay, I could see a man wearing that. I would never wear that even. But then change it to rape. It's like, where's the women's libbers, Kurt? Where's all the women against this stuff to stay? Where's all the feminist groups to just absolutely go berserk about this?
Yeah, Hillary ought to be talking about it.
That ought to be presidential 2016 campaign material, no question. But leave it to Sam and Kurt to set the record straight. Daughters of God are a blessing to mankind. Mothers are a blessing. All right, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. I guess the Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker's leading in a Fox News poll on national Republican voters. I guess he leads in most Iowa polling, too. I guess Scott Walker's just the cat's meow. Hopefully we can get to that next hour.
Well, yeah, but they say he's got trouble.
Oh, of course he has trouble. He believes in freedom. All right, quick pause. Thanks for being alongside for the right hour. One in the can. Hour two coming up. We'll tell you about Scott Walker's trouble in seconds. Don't worry. Hillary doesn't have any trouble, okay? All right, LibertyRoundtable.com. We the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and will restore America. You're going to help? We can save our republic. This nation shall endure.